أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما يأمركم بالسوء والفحشاء وأن تقولوا على الله ما لا تعلمون. A little further explanation on the same ayat that we read yesterday, and that is where Allah Ta'ala says that do not follow shaitan. Shaitan commands you with su and fahsha. Su are all evil actions that a person does as far as his actions are concerned. And fahsha are all his akhlaq, character. They are all bad things in his character. So shaitan beautifies it and makes it look good for a person. He does the most evil things and his character is the worst, but he thinks he's very good. Shaitan just beautifies it for him. Just like when a woman leaves her home, then shaitan beautifies her, though she's not. He attracts people towards her. She can be even in her burqa, but he makes people now look at her. And if she's dressed badly, then even more. Shaitan makes people look at her. And though she might not be even beautiful, and there may be no attraction in her, but shaitan just surrounds it, and a person looks at her, and he thinks he's enjoying himself looking at her. Whereas his own wife is gold at home. She is extremely beautiful also, but he doesn't get enjoyment looking at his own wife, but he gets enjoyment looking at other women. Just like that, shaitan makes all haram things also look very beautiful. We think we are doing very good work, but actually it is the worst things we are doing. But shaitan makes it look beautiful in our eyes. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ. It has the desires of shahwa, of lust, etc. has been beautified in man. And all these things are just attractions that take a person away from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In here, ulama have also written that all bid'at, innovations, are also included in here. Shaitan always make bid'at, and bid'at is not just what we think, like what the Barelwis do, like for example Qawwali or Uras or Milad they have, but any new thing in deen, shaitan beautifies that also to a person. And new things, kullu jadid ladheem, all new things are enjoyable to a person. What is the actual deen which has come along all the time, and which is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the command of Allah Ta'ala, that does not have attraction for us. But somebody comes with some new idea and he presents deen in some new way, that immediately has attraction for us. Shaitan just beautifies it from the outside. But the actual is the completion of deen. When Allah Ta'ala revealed the ayat, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum, there can't be better than that now. That is what Allah has perfected and completed. Anything added to that will destroy its beauty. It won't be that perfection and that beauty, but shaitan makes it look beautiful. So whether it is all these other bid'at or any new thing which is brought in deen also and for deen also, that is any new method to try and bring deen alive which is not permissible in the sharia, all that is also included. Trying to spread deen by radio, by TV, etc. Any new ways to try and spread deen. To try and spread deen through sports, etc. Enticing youngsters to play sports and in that way to bring them towards deen. Or outings. All types of outings, and even it goes worse where boys and girls go together for outings. All these things, or even the open days at masjids to invite non-Muslims, etc., which is a stepping stone to the Abrahamic cord towards calling people towards the destruction of deen. It is a stepping stone in that direction. So all this new things, shaitan makes it very appealing in our eyes. And we feel it is very good. Whereas, like for example, the effort of tabligh and da'wah, which has got guaranteed results, which was the method of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that unfortunately doesn't appeal to us. But doing deen's work in new ways, sporting events, etc., all types of, all different types of things, mixing it with secular education, all these evil things, this is how shaitan beautifies it in our eyes, and then we fall for that. And further, one taqulu alallahi ma la ta'lamun, and shaitan makes you say those things about Allah which you do not have any knowledge about yourself also. That is, you have no proof of it. All bid'at, there is no proof of it. The only what they think is their proof, our forefathers were doing it, so we have to carry on what our forefathers were doing. That is no proof. Any people or any person, greatest people, if they were doing the wrong thing, they can't be followed in the wrong. Just because they are the forefathers and they were doing wrong, they can't be followed. Where they have erred and made mistakes, we don't follow in those mistakes. So that is no. The real proof of anything is it must be found in the Quran Sharif and Hadith Sharif. That is the absolute, the final word. There can't be more truer words than what have come in the Quran and Hadith. So it must be substantiated by Quran and Hadith. So we should be very careful of bid'ah. And we should also be careful that when we think of bid'ah, we think of the Barelvis and what wrong they do. But it is any new thing in deen. In deen also, and for the revival of deen also. New methods that have been used to revive deen through TV, through videos, etc. On the YouTube, etc. On the YouTube, for example, even if it is just ulama who are coming, but they are dressing up when they come there. They don't just come in any way. And they are being admired by so many women also. And with that, that comes clearly in the hadith, لَعَنَ اللَّهُ النَّاظِرُ وَالْمَنْزُورُ إِلَيْهِ. Allah's curses on the person who looks at that also, and the person who presents himself to be looked at. That person is quite convinced, I'm doing a great work of deen. I'm presenting deen. And the people who are watching also, we are listening to a bayan of deen. And this great alim, that great alim is making bayan on deen. This great qari is reading, etc. And in the meantime, those people who look and who are looked at, who present themselves to be looked at, the hadith says, Allah's la'nat is upon them. In other words, they are engulfed in the fires of Jahannam. The flames of Jahannam are surrounding them. But they are happy we are doing deen's work. So how shaitan misleads a person. All things, if we're doing the greatest work of deen, but we are doing it for name and fame, we are doing it in the correct way also. But if we are doing it for name and fame, we are doing it for worldly gain, if we are doing it just to earn a salary, then that also is not accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Even though the method is 100% correct, but if our niyat is not correct, that is also no work of deen. And if the niyat is 100% correct, but we are coming on YouTube, the method is incorrect, that is also not acceptable. So it is very important, because shaitan will never leave us alone. He will try in various ways that if we are not going to commit guna, he will let us do the work of deen. But he will spoil our intention. Or the intention is correct, he will spoil the method that we are doing it. So a person, unless he's not conscious about this, and aware that shaitan is out to destroy me, and for that the guidance of a sheikh is indispensable. A person who on his own, as it is said, jo apne aap ko mustaqil bizat samajhta hai, a person who feels that I can manage my own affairs, I don't need anyone above me. I don't need any guidance. Wo mustaqil bad zaat hota hai. That person is the most evil person, and the most evil flows from that person. Therefore, it is very necessary that we be very conscious of Shaitan, all his ploys, etc. And the righteous and the pious were always concerned about this. The people can praise them from all four sides, but they were worried of their relationship with Allah. What will happen at the time of maut in the qabr? That was their concern. They were not overtaken by just the praises of people or anything, but they were concerned whether this is acceptable by Allah Ta'ala or not. And we find that they did not want to move one hair's breadth from the tariqah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And today we are pushing all Western methodology, all Western education, Western way of life, and we have no concern, and we are so happy that we are great, great heroes of Islam, and we are doing great work of Islam, and we are doing the very opposite of that. May Allah guide us to righteousness and accept us and save us from the onslaughts of Shaitan and our nafs, and accept us for his deen.